Bardo of War and Peace. Everywhere you will see the unwanted ravages of war. Piles of stones, rags, overturned cars, mattresses, orange peels, and chairs. There will be something in the faces of the people swirling round you. It will seem that everyone is scared. In the middle of the uproar, a man will be so quietly crying, as a woman dressed in blue jumps from stone to stone, clutching a loaf of bread. You will see that an ordinary girl, with a flower-patterned scarf on her head, is sweeping the sidewalk in front of the store, whose window is boarded up. A father will be on fire in your mind, though he floats on an oil-slick sea. What remains of a mother will be crumpled under a blanket with her baby at the breast, still warm and pink and alive. During that gap when your eyes were closed, the weather will have changed little. The dog at your feet will stretch in her sleep, and the mountain's triangular peak will be backdrop to a dream of peace. In the eyes of people prepared for death, there is often such a dream. It is even likely that sunlight on a bowl of fruit or children's voices slipping downstream momentarily infatuate the gathering dark. At this moment you cannot think. You want to say too much and the words do not come. You have climbed only a little way toward the glistening diamond top. You slip, meanwhile, in the same gray mud, and there is blood, your blood, on the trail. Your mind, as you are now, is cradled by sound, color, and light. That is, you have the chance to linger in the joyous flight of stellar jays or in the blue of flowering alpine flocks.